Welcome to Classical 95.9 WCRI's Conducting Conversations with your host, Mike Maino. 1 hour of music and conversation with notable people in the arts, bringing you the stories of how music has impacted their lives. The show will give a behind-the-scenes look at the guest's background, interests, or special project.
Conducting Conversations is brought to you by Roberts Musical Instruments, from sheet music and brand-name instruments to rentals, repairs, lessons, and more. Roberts Musical Instruments is your key to musical success. Call 823-5459. That's 823-5459.
And now here's your host, Mike Maino.
Good evening, everyone. Welcome to Conducting Conversations. Tonight, it's a pleasure to welcome back two representatives of the Kingston Chamber Music Festival. Beth is here. She's the executive director that was with me just about five, 6 weeks ago. And Dr. Beth Etter is the executive director of the festival. And our old friend Natalie is here. But Natalie is not really here. This is this is by the modern means of Zoom. So, Natalie, where are you?
I'm in Philadelphia right now.
In Philadelphia, okay. And we apologize for the level of Natalie's audio that you're going to hear, but we'll do the best we can to make sure she gets heard. Natalie, anything new and exciting in your life?
Well, I'm just very excited to come to Kingston next week. So I'm really looking forward to celebrate our 35th anniversary or 35th season of this festival, and I'm super excited to get back to the community and bring wonderful music to everyone.
That's great, and Beth has been hard at work here, getting things organized. Beth, everything rolling along? 10 days to go.
Well, everything is rolling along. We start on July 26th, so I believe for where we should be right now, we're in excellent shape, and the excitement is most definitely building.
Excellent. All right. We're going to get a chance to listen to quite a bit of music tonight, and Natalie has prepared some things that will give us an indication of what you might hear at the festival. And Beth, why don't we start with the logistics? Can people get information? Can they buy tickets? Things like that. Is there a website to go to?
Yes, there is. The tickets are on sale at our website. It's kingstonchambermusic.org. And tickets are available for each concert as single tickets. And there's also subscription availability. So check out our website. It's easy. And each concert is highlighted. You'll get a little bit of information about what you might expect to hear. So we really hope to see you there.
Excellent. All right. And all of the performances are in the same place, or there's two places that you're splitting between?
Two places. Six of seven concerts are at Edwards Hall on the University of Rhode Island campus. And the concert on August 5th is a solo cello concert, and that will be at the Church of the Good Shepherd, the Lutheran Church, right near the Kingston campus.
Right. All in the same general area. So check out the website, get your tickets, because they go quickly. Natalie, let's get everything started with the first piece of music. What do you have for us?
Well, all the pieces actually you're about to hear are really related to Kingston Chamber Music Festival. Most of the performers are our friends. The first piece you're going to hear is called Pastoral. This Pastoral is a song without words written by Igor Stravinsky, which was written in 1907. The piece was originally scored for soprano and piano, but Stravinsky transcribed it several times over the years for different ensembles. So in this particular recording, Leopold Stokowski arranged the piece for five soloists, violin, oboe, English horn, clarinet, and bassoon, and strings, making his first recording with his Philadelphia Orchestra members in 1934. But the version you are about to hear was recorded in 2013 by the Philadelphia Orchestra under the baton of the current music director Yannick Nezissigan. Among the soloists are legendary oboist Richard Williams and the concertmaster David Kim. Probably you will recognize his name because he was the founder of the Kingston Chamber Music Festival. So both are longtime friends and guest artists of the festival. And it's a beautiful piece and it's one of my favorite. Beth, do you want to say something about the piece as well, since you're also a musician?
I think the opportunity for the oboe, the sound of the oboe to shine in this work is just so sweet and so amazing. So I'm thrilled that this was the piece that you picked. And also, I will say that Richard Woodhams had given us a clue that this is something that he would really like to be heard. And how wonderful is it that he is performing with David Kim? So it's going to be wonderful. I'm sure you'll enjoy it.
Beautiful music, as usual, provided by the Kingston Chamber Music Festival. Natalie, we have a lot of music we want to play this evening, so what's this next piece?
The next piece is actually my new favorite oboe sonata. It's written by Paul Hindemith. The work is very tonal and neoclassical in orientation. Here, Hindemith used a lot of Bach-like counterpoint in the work. It's really witty and fun to listen to. I am really looking forward to working with Mr. Wooden for the first time. You know, both of us will be opening the concert with this great piece. And the very special thing about this performance is that this is Mr. Wooden's first public performance of the Hindemith Sonata. And for those who are not familiar with Hindemith's music, here you can have a little taste of his music and style. And I just hope that you will stop by and hear amazing oboe playing by legendary Mr. Wooden.
So this is actually a world premiere, is what you're saying, right? First time performed?
Yeah.
All right.
World premiere on our opening concert.
See, Natalie, we have to get you out of being a musical artist to a promoter. A promoter would have jumped right on that.
Actually,
well,
I have go ahead.
Go ahead, Beth.
I have a statement here from Mr. Woodhams, and I'd like to read it because it's so wonderful. He says that this sonata is something that he has long admired but never played. And here are his notes about this piece. He says, it was written by this great composer in 1938 after he left Germany because of his opposition to Hitler and the Nazis. Despite the terrible political climate of the time, it is largely an affirmative and jolly piece, but not without some deeply serious moments. It contains fleeting references to both the early Baroque and to popular American music of Hindemith's time, and also displays his distincting, alluring harmonies and sly rhythmic trickery. All of this in 12 minutes' time.
Excellent. All right, let's give it a listen, and then we'll be back with more.
Thank you.
Kingston Chamber Music Festival is the subject of tonight's Conducting Conversations. I'm Mike Maino, very happy to be sitting with Beth and Natalie, talking about all the wonderful things that are going to be presented starting in just 10 days from now, July 26th. So get your calendar out, mark it up, make a phone call, and or go online and get your tickets for this great event. And Beth, one more time, the website is?
KingstonChamberMusic.org. And also, if you'd like to buy tickets by phone, the number is 401-308-3614.
I wonder how long it'll be before we eliminate phone numbers.
Well, the website makes it easy, so I do encourage people to go to the website, but we'll handle both.
Okay. Well, we are back to Natalie and describing this next piece of music. What is it going to be?
It's the Barber Sonata for cello and piano. It is one of my favorite repertoire in the whole cello repertoire. So Barber's love of song and melody is everywhere apparent in his music, even as his harmonies sometimes take us in, you know, unexpected directions. And this particular sonata opened with three great swells, carrying the cello over nearly three octaves. And then the turbulent, propulsive opening eventually gives way to a more lyrical second theme you will hear in later in this piece. And the two instruments are, you know, talking and finishing each other's gentle sentences. It's a really lovely, really beautiful piece of chamber music. And what's special about this recording is this piece is part of my new album with the festival's, you know, long-time favorite cellist Clancy Newman, which we will be releasing this CD on August 1st, right in the middle of the Kingston Chamber Music Festival. This program was originally or born out of a virtual performance, which took place during the pandemic shutdown, presented by the festival, if any of you remembered. A patron who was watching online was so taken by the collaboration and the music that he encouraged us to go into the studio to record and helped make that possible, sort of like a silver lining during a difficult time. The piece on the album each showcasing an element of friendship, collaboration between composers, performers, and friends. And I really feel connected with, you know, this whole program because the way it reflects this ever-changing world that we live in an organic and incisive way. So Clancy and I will do a special signing together for our audience right after the opening concert on July 26th. So please stop by and get your CDs before the official release on August 1st. So please enjoy this first movement of the sonata. And Clance and I hope to see you on our first concert on July 26th. Thank you.
Beth, we want to keep the music rolling along. Why don't you introduce this next piece for us?
Okay, the next piece that you'll hear is the Partita number 4 by J.S. Bach. It's the Allemande, and it's going to be performed by pianist Amy Yang. Amy is the Associate Dean of Piano Studies and Artistic Initiatives at Curtis Institute of Music. And I just have to put this little plug in. The Washington Post said of Amy that she is a jaw-dropping pianist who steals the show with effortless finesse. So I don't think you'll want to miss this. The partitas of all the works of the suites of Bach in comparison with the French suites and the English suites are by far the most complex. And I think that with the understanding that the Allemande is a dance form, when you witness and hear what J.S. Bach did with that simple form, it's just phenomenal. So I hope you enjoy it.
All right, we'll give it a listen, and then we'll take a short break and be back with more.
Thank you. Thank you.
The Kingston Chamber Music Festival is coming soon, just 10 days away. I'm Mike Mano, very pleased to be sitting with Dr. Beth Etter, who is the executive director. She's been explaining some of the things that are going on. She'll be back with us in a moment, but right now we want to go back to Natalie, who is the artistic director. And Natalie, tell us about this next piece of music.
Well, the next piece you're going to hear is a recording that I recorded more than decades ago, a very early recording, which I recorded with violinist Hilary Hahn. This is the Mozart Violin Sonata in A Major, Kirchhoff 526. It's the last movement, and it's one of Mozart's longest work in a chamber music work. Raised by a presto tempo, it combines virtual soul tendency with high-spirited quality, and it sounds super joyful, and I feel this music represents the high spirit of the Kingston Chamber Music Festival at best, especially welcoming our 35th season this summer. The reason we picked this music here for you is that I just want to talk a little bit about myself and my experience in chamber music. For many, many years, up to 2005, which I made this recording with Hilary, that I was only playing with her. That was my only chamber music experience. Not until David Kim invited me in 2004 that I got a chance to really know other musicians and working and, you know, befriend with all these wonderful musicians. So I think looking back to this album and to now with Clancy's album, I feel like this is quite a journey for me. Along the way, I have made many, many friends at the Kingston Chamber Music Festival, and I just feel so blessed and fortunate to meeting wonderful musicians. So this festival is super, super special to me, and I can't thank the community enough for all the wonderful things that they brought me.
Excellent. Well, we're going to listen to just a portion of this, and then we'll get back to Beth and talk about our last piece. Thank you. Beth, we've played a lot of music tonight. It's great. Our audience loves it when this happens, but we're almost out of time. A couple more things to talk about. Tell us once more about the website, the phone number, and anything else you might want to mention.
Okay. Well, the place to get tickets is at kingstonchambermusic.org or call 401-308-3614. I'd just like to make a mention of one of our concerts that we haven't talked about so far today, and that's number 5. It's called One of a Kind. I'd like to call attention to this because it's so unusual. Natalie and her husband, Chae-Hung Chen, came up with this idea of putting together like instruments. And it is absolutely true that probably no one has ever programmed this way before. There will be a piece for four cellos, it's four violas and three cellos, two violins, and two pianists. It's a very, very novel and fascinating way to make a program. So I hope you don't miss that one. That's concert number 5. And I'd like to also just introduce the last piece. It's performed by Jason Vio, who is our Grammy-winning guitarist. And it's a piece by Kernis, Aaron J. Kernis, called 100 Greatest Dance Hits. It's going to reflect the musical sounds he heard in New York City in the early 80s. It's very percussive and has a sense of rhythm and groove, and it's very challenging to put together. Jason says it's going to be a blast.
Excellent. All right. Well, Beth, thank you so much for coming in tonight. Natalie, great to hear from you again, and hope your trip out here to Rhode Island is successful as usual.
Thank you, Mike.
All right, here we go. We'll see the rest of you next time on Conducting Conversations. Thank you.
Conducting Conversations was brought to you by Roberts Musical Instruments, using music and the arts to keep your child educated, entertained, and having fun. Roberts Musical Instruments is your key to musical success. Call 823-5459. That's 823-5459.